Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to From Boots to Biz Radio, where we are the advocates for entrepreneurship, for military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. So we're here in our Sandy Springs studio. Kevin Finn, you know, did you get my golf clubs cleaned up?
I'm working on it. It's okay, beautiful right out. We got to go play some golf.
Got to go do that. Yeah, we do. And, busy week. A short week.
Definitely.
Yeah, 4 days, but had to get 5 days of work in it. So
you always get about 6 days in it, probably, for every four.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, today we've got a really great franchise to talk about. We have Protec Painters on the phone with us. We have Holly Owens, who is the franchise development manager for Protec Painters. She's up in Ann Arbor. And we have on the phone remote is Paul Buddy Rhodes. Buddy's his nickname. So did you catch that? You know, we have Holly and we have Buddy.
Oh, Holly, Buddy Holly?
Holly and, yes.
Buddy Holly. And Holly. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
But neither of us can sing, unfortunately.
We couldn't have written
hear
that.
Us sing.
We do karaoke after this. We'll bring you to the studio.
Yeah, we'll come on down. So Holly and Buddy, welcome to our show, and we're very pleased to have you here. Holly, I've talked to you and done webinars, talked to you by phone and done webinars, for 3, 4, 5 years at least. We're old friends, but we haven't yet met, so we'll do that.
We really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and especially to be addressing, an audience that we know is a wonderful audience, a wonderful group for franchising, but we also just want to say, thank you for your service. Thank you for protecting, our country, and we're just honored to be able to be here today.
Well, great. We're pleased to have you. We're pleased to have you.
Definitely.
Holly, can you tell the audience, give us a summary, overview of Protec Painters, because people hear that word painters and they think, you got to be kidding me, So
yeah.
That's a franchise? Yeah. So, yeah, it's a business. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Please give us an overview.
I would love to. I certainly understand that very often people say, why would I want to own a painting company? And, in fact, all of our owners, I'm sure when they first heard about it thought, I don't want to own a painting company. It just isn't something that most people aspire to or think about.
Mm-hmm.
Until you sort of dig below the surface and realize all the nice things that sort of come with this. One of the main reasons we got into the painting business is because it's hard to find a good painter. Let's face it.
Yep.
Especially for your home. Most of us have had a bad experience with a painter. Either he said he would show up and then he didn't, or he shows up for a day and then never returns, doesn't finish the job. So there's a wonderful opportunity in the painting industry for people who are professionals, who have good communication skills, who know how to follow a system and manage a business, to be able to do really well in the painting business. And that's really the niche that we occupy. We are looking for people who want to manage their own business. We're not looking for painters. We're not looking for people who have a painting background. All of our owners have either come out of another career, another business, or the military. They want some control over their life and their destiny. They want some flexibility in their life. They want to be able to make some decisions themselves, about mm-hmm. when they work and how hard they work. So the painting business is a huge opportunity. It's a $40 billion industry.
Wow.
So there's a lot of money to be made. It's a very simple business. Our owners do exterior and interior residential and commercial painting. And we all know painting is not brain surgery. There aren't a lot of moving parts, and simple is better because it means less headaches. It also means less overhead, mm-hmm. which means less expense. Our owners all work from home. They don't have employees. We use subcontracted painting crews, which we help our owners find. So that keeps your overhead low. You don't have brick and mortar. You don't have a retail center. You don't have any inventory. So our owners have a very simple business that's very low overhead, which means they reach cash flow positive and profitability pretty quickly. What our owners really do, and that's kind of one of the most basic questions people say to me, well, what would I be doing? I'm not painting. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're managing your business. So a good portion of each day is going to be spent doing estimates, going out. We have a national call center, and all of the calls from our marketing go right into our call center, and the call center customer service representatives schedule appointments for our owners to go to the home and do an estimate. So every time you go to somebody's door, you've got an appointment. They're expecting you. They have a job. So you're doing an estimate, and you're presenting your estimate and your proposal, trying to win the business. Then when you win a job, you're using your subcontractor painting crews who you work with pretty regularly, and you schedule one of them to do the job while the job is going on. You're managing it. So you're stopping by once a day, talk with the foreman, make sure everything is going okay. You're keeping the homeowner updated. We really pride ourselves in not just providing a good value, but an excellent experience. So the homeowner knows what's going on. They know when the job is going to be finished. They know what it's going to cost. No surprises. So that's what our owners are really doing. It's certainly a position where you have to be a people person if you want to be out and about as opposed to being stuck in an office or at a retail center.
Mm-hmm.
If you like meeting people and talking with people, it's probably a good lifestyle franchise that you might want to consider.
So, you know, I mean, that's a fantastic story. So, you know, the answer to it's not a, you know, why would I want a painting company? It's not a painting company. It's a service-based, it's a service business that happens to provide painting, you know, in a professional manner, pretty recession resistant, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons we are in the painting business. We also have two other franchise mm-hmm. systems here. We have Molly Made, which is residential and light commercial cleaning, and then Mr. Handyman, which also serves that same audience, the residential homeowner as well as light commercial. And the reason we love the service industry is that there is a pretty constant, steady demand. There will always be people who don't have much time. I really think of them as the time-starved people.
Mm-hmm.
They have more money than time, and they don't want, so they're much more likely to pay somebody to paint their home or clean their home, so that what they're really buying is more free time.
It's time, yep.
And that is just a part of our culture. There's a certain percentage of people who will always have discretionary income, and they will be willing to have people come in and help them in their home. It makes their lives, it improves their lives, either by cleaning their house or painting their house or doing, you know, fix-up jobs around the home. So the business, all three of our brands, even in the last 5 years with when the economy tanked and so on, we saw a little bit of a dip, but we certainly didn't see, you know, the kind of thing where everybody was going out of business. Because it's funny, but I'm the same way. One of the last things I'll give up is somebody to come and clean my home or paint my home. Those are just things I'm not going to do myself.
Yep. Yeah. I I can't paint. I just can't do. I'll do anything to avoid painting. So that's good. That's great. Great story. Great overview. Very much appreciate it. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. But I want to give Buddy a chance here. I didn't give a big background check on Holly, but Buddy, you're a veteran of 33 years in the Army, right? And
absolutely. Well, yes, 34. Yes, sir.
34. Okay, and you're not ready to quit yet. You're going for a couple more.
Absolutely. In my blood.
Okay. Yeah. Well, by this time it is. Yeah. Married for 29 years, two grown children, and you've really had a dual career. You actually had three careers, 15 years in the steel industry and 15 years in telecommunications. That probably felt like 30. And then your parallel career with the Army, and including active duty tours and you spent a year in Afghanistan.
I was, yes, sir.
Okay.
That was a good old year. That was a good year. I never would want to not do it, but it was a good year. So I was in the end of career because that was just like a year or two ago. But
yep.
It was a good tour. I wonder ever said to do that, but it was good. Everyone should do that at least one time. Yeah.
Yep. I agree. So very good. Well, what branch are you? Logistics? Are you combat? Are you infantry, artillery, armor?
I was enlisted, which I spent 8 years enlisted. I was a 72 Echo, which is telecommunications center operator. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
30 years ago. Then I'm with OCS, and I branched originally as a signal officer.
Okay.
It was really good because I went back as the commander of the unit that I left as the clerk. So, people say, oh, you'll never get respect, going back as the commander. But actually, it worked out really good. And that started a good career, progressing through the ranks there. But, yeah, I branched signal, and then probably 15 years later, I thought I was gun-ho, and I had to change over to 11B, which is infantry. And I'm glad I did, because it really has some challenges out there as an infantry officer, and much more so than a signal officer. I was 11B there for the last probably 20-some years of my career.
Excellent, excellent.
I made that change. So, yeah, served a lot of good capacity.
Yeah.
A lot of different good line units, XOs. It's an XO is, company commander, and now the XO of a battalion. So it has really been good over the last years.
Well, in your own words, you obviously like playing soldier, right? So, well done, well done. So, appreciate your service. Well, now,
yes.
Your corporate career got interrupted, I guess, by being activated. When you came back from Afghanistan, you made a decision to get into your own business. Tell us how you came to that decision.
Yes, sir. Well, I had served 15 months at the Pentagon. Last three plus years, and some change. I was on active duty tours, one at the Reserve Center. I had to work on a mobilization problem there. And then I went to the Pentagon, worked 15 months there. That was a challenge in itself, working with 27,000 people, and it seemed like 26,999 were generals. But then I went on to, they said, okay, if you want to come back to the Pentagon, then you need to take a tour, go over the pond. So I did. And spent 12 months there in Kabul, working in logistics there. Mm-hmm. We were really supplying, trying to get equipment and supplies for the Afghans. So when the takeover finally does happen, then that's what hopefully they would have learned from us. But that was my job, is really to help the Afghans get what they needed to when that day come. But started thinking about 3 or 4 months out, but I really want to go back to Pentagon. So when I got, I said, I just don't want to go back up there. I was away from my family, working with all that brass, working. It's very stressful. It's a very stressful place to work.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided, I come home and I started looking. And over the years, I've really been looking for franchises over the many years. But, you know, you get caught up in raising your family,
yep.
and you get caught up in just working, and you can't. When you get home, you just don't want to
yep.
Look for anything. You got, you know, your duties, all that good. I started looking at franchises, I guess it was December, January, something like that, and I narrowed it down to about 9, and then down to about 3, and then the rest of it is history, how they got a hold of me, and that was it. And,
good. Well, yeah.
There it goes. So it was,
No, I was going to say, you looked at a bunch. You looked at cleaning services, lawn services, security, senior care, so... other than Holly, you know, what got you into Pro-Tech Painters?
Well, like she said, I think it's going to be a gratifying, you know, it's one of those things you can manage. I've managed for the last, 25 years, mm-hmm. That's more in my blood. And, I consider myself a people person, you know. Sometimes I can't shut up. I just keep talking. And I like to help people. You know, I have an older home that was built in 1895.
Wow.
So I like for people to be able to see you can take something this old and make it look good. You know, whether you put paint on it, add on to it, you know, a little construction to it or whatever. But, you know, paint does a thing to a house because it can really, provide good curb appeal and really make people feel good about their homes and mm-hmm. things like that. So... when you're constantly doing that here in a house with, this many years of age on it. But, to me, being a handyman and fixing things up, I'm a landscaper too, so I'm always doing something around the house. So that's sort of what that, you know what, Holly presented a good presentation to me. I liked it, and I thought, hey, this sounds like the perfect fit. I don't have to punch a time clock. I can be my own boss, and it's great. I don't, like she said, I don't have brick and mortar. I work upstairs. I have a huge office upstairs in my home, and it overlooks my yard. So, you know, I'm in seventh heaven. I really am.
But you're not confined to the office, right? You're out and about with the crews or supervising the crews and meeting customers? Yep.
Like this morning, I was out at 5 jobs this morning right before I had to come on this, you know, running around, making sure my guys are squared away and they have what they need and things. So... collecting payments and all this good stuff. So it was a tough morning this morning, but I got all 5 things accomplished with all the jobs that we had. But it was good.
Very good.
It's a good thing.
So now you said December, January. When did you actually acquire or join, Service Brands, but Pro-Tech Painters?
It was in February. It was in February when we signed the contract. My business really didn't start until... June 1st is when I incorporated. So, you know, I've got a birthday coming up here soon.
Okay.
1 year celebration. I'm telling everybody I'm a year old here.
Okay. So it was a year ago. Okay.
It'll be a year in June. A year in June, a couple days. Yes, sir.
And you went through the training.
And I got to add that we've done 59 projects since last June. So I think, to me, that's good.
I would say so.
59 projects.
That's you know, in your first year, you know, to have that many jobs, I would think is quite an achievement. So, got you off to a fast start, and keeping you busy. So. Now, you said you had 5 jobs in progress today, so you have several crews working all at once, so you've really scaled up already.
I had two crews working today, and then I did an estimate today. A customer called me and said, hey, can you come by right now? I need this estimate. So luckily I was a half a block from him, so I did that, and then the customer wanted to pay me, and I viewed another job. So it really was 5 different things I worked on this morning.
A lot of different activities and different things to keep you interested and keep you going.
Yeah.
And
you got a lot of variety in all
that. Now you're in. Are you in a heavy population center in Virginia or lighter population? I mean, if somebody's thinking about I need to be in a big city or a smaller town, don't necessarily want to give your address away here on the internet, but you're in a bigger city, smaller city, suburbs?
Well, we're in what we call, it's like sort of like a tri-city area. It's got Roanoke, Salem, and Benton here. And if you add all the populations, you probably are thinking 160,000, 170,000 people in what we call the Roanoke Valley here.
Okay.
Now, you've got some towns just real close by, too, that's not even included in that. Got a huge lake area, a lot of potential, a lot of money down there. I haven't cracked that yet. Then you've got Virginia Tech. I know you've heard of Virginia Tech up in Blacksburg.
Yeah.
They've got, 30,000 students up there. And I'm just cracking that. I just met with a real estate broker that handles a lot of apartments. So he and I sit down and talk. So I think I've got my foot in the door up there, hopefully, working on Smith Mountain Lake. And then, actually, this morning when I was in the paint store this morning, there's a manager there that says, buddy, you really need to consider Lynchburg, Virginia. That's about an hour and 20 minutes away. But they said they've got a lot of work. And that Sherwin store down there really is probably the biggest in the area. And it's not even considered in this general area here of what we call the Roanoke Valley. It's the busiest paint store down there is. Because it's got Liberty University,
okay.
And they've got, I think they just graduated, 60,000 students that are graduating, but they have 40 or 60,000, somewhere around there, students down there. So it's a big school down there also. So
wow.
A lot of potential that Buddy hasn't cracked yet.
Well, that's good. I was just thinking now, when you mentioned Virginia Tech, if it's a government entity, I mean, that's part of the government, University of Virginia system, I'm sure, so there are some set-asides that public corporations and government departments have to spend money with veteran-owned businesses, right?
I'm a member of that, yes. And
okay.
I think I just haven't cracked that yet either, because I think anything like under $5,000, they don't even have to get estimates. Called what we call EVA and Department of Business, Minority, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you get your foot in the door, a lot of times they'll just give you the job if it's under $5,000. So all that right there is within the last 3 or 4 months that I've got into what we call the electronic Virginia bidding system. So that's fairly
wow.
new to me, but there's a lot of potential there.
That's fantastic. So you got off to a fast start, obviously, and you're enthusiastic about your business. That comes through loud and clear. Tell me about the training experience and the support that you're getting from Protect Painters, or tell our audience, not me.
they're all good out there. We spent a week out there, Holly, out of Ann Arbor, and they're a great bunch of people out there, and they are there for support. Yeah, so we went through some tough training out there, with John and Chris and all that out there, and They set you up right. They do. They set you right. And you actually go and do a field exercise. It's sort of like a military thing. You go out and do a field exercise thing. And, you actually estimate some houses there in Ann Arbor. Then we went down to Illinois, Indiana. Can't remember where it was. To another state close by and looked at a house down there. So they do train you well. But, it's like anything. Mm-hmm. You're always in training. So as things change or whatever, as you get into different fields, you always need to pick up more. And that's one of the things Chris, which is the vice president, says that he's going to start doing, is getting into training on different things and things like that to help us as owners.
Okay.
The training was good out there in Arbor. And the ongoing support, I'm always picking up the phone call and you're always there. It's either, John, Chris, Holly or somebody like that, they're always there to answer my question. If not, they call me right back. And Scott Stevens, which is like a regional director, he's in the North Carolina area.
Okay.
There to help also. So it's been good.
I didn't hear you mention obstacle courses or live fire or anything like that.
I have left all that at Facebook training.
Okay.
55-year-old guy's been kind of old for obstacle courses. But you know what? I can still do it. Last year, me and my showed some of the younger guys, how to do it. So
it's good. Anyway. Way to go, man. Way to go. I don't think I could do it anymore. So I know I couldn't.
I am slowing down. but you know, once in a while I have to show my son who can help do something for him. But anyway, but I'm pulling down a little bit.
So good. Well, now you hire crews. Now those crews are subcontractors, right? But do you do they wear shirts identifying them as Protect Painters, or are they independent? How does that work?
Well, what I did was, and this is one of the things that the that Chris and John Senior will tell you is a good thing to do is, hey, just go to put an ad on Craigslist, put an ad somewhere. You're looking, you know, they've got certain criteria that they have to meet, but put an ad there and go and buy them coffee, you know, and it's exactly what I've done is we go, I say, meet me at 2 o'clock at Starbucks and let's sit down. You saw my ad, let's sit down and talk about it. Okay. So we go there and, you know, this is what I require as a subcontractor. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for? So we really just sit there and shoot the breeze for 20, 30 minutes. I personally have been very lucky. There's just one guy that really hasn't worked out when he showed up and had a ring through his nose. So I said, absolutely not. I'm going to have the full, you know, on my job sites with a ring through your nose. So, but everyone else, I really have a great crew right now. His name is Melvin, and he, I can just give him anything. I met with him this morning, buddy. You know, go on your cruise or go on your vacation, wherever mm-hmm. you're going. I'll handle it. I know exactly what needs to be done, and he can do that on any job, on anything. You know, I give him a job scope. I send him a job scope. We preview most jobs together, and so he's been a real – I've been real blessed with Melvin and his team when it comes to being able to not be on the job or take a mini vacation or whatever. He mm-hmm. just runs with it. But really, you know, I tell him the requirements of me or, you know, Protect and things like that. And like I said, I've been really blessed on all the subcontractors that I've interviewed.
Well, and most of those guys, you know, they don't want to do the marketing, and most of them don't know how to do the marketing. So if somebody like you can keep them busy and, you know, they're gonna want to stay busy and do a good job for you so that they – can continue in that role as the people who execute rather than the people who do the planning, right? So,
absolutely. Yeah, they don't want to deal with none of that stuff. They don't have the money. Marketing is very expensive. I'll mm-hmm. say that right now. Marketing is just takes so much money the first year in business. You mm-hmm. know, it's like a double-edged sword. You don't want to do it, but you got to do it. If you can compete with the big boys, mm-hmm. then you've got to do it. And, you know, that's one of the things that when you do go into business, you know, you've got to have the money for marketing there because it's essential. I mean, you got to do it. And I've been help from Protect on that, you know, on things to do. But mm-hmm. I've learned a lot, too, on my own. Some things don't work. Mm-hmm. You just got to do trial and error. Some magazines don't work. You know, ValPak may or may not work in your area. So I'm in a trial period right now where I try sure. certain things. And I know what's working.
Yep.
And those guys don't want to deal with that. They really just want to get out there and stroke the paintbrush yep. on the wall. What they need to do is get paid and go to the next job.
Get paid and go
and
home, yeah.
So far, that's the way my subcontractors have really worked. So I've been blessed with all of those.
That's,
I can't fire anybody yet.
That's excellent. That's what part of the advantage of the model. That's wonderful. Well, buddy, I know we only have you for a short time. I appreciate you carving out this part of the day for us. Anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered before we let you take off for the beach?
No, I mean it's a very good model. I'm anxious to get into that part that Charlie talked about, lucrative income. I'm mm-hmm. trying to get to that. But, you know, it's just you're in a new business. You know, most businesses don't make a lot of money the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if I look at my, if I look at what I've done so far, the number of, especially my testimonials, I'm really proud of my testimonials that people have said about me and my crews. You know, and I don't have to stay on the job. I can take my crews out there and they can do exactly what is required. It's because of sort of the teaching, the model that you've got to do. You give them the job scope. You tell them what needs to be done. These are the requirements. You don't smoke on the job. You don't do this. You do this. You do this. So it's pretty – I drive a hard shift when it comes to, you know, making sure – because my name is on the line.
That's right.
this is Project Phoenix of the Roanoke Valley. Buddy has bought this franchise. And if you do this, you're going to ruin my company. So I'm pretty hard on my guys, some of them. And, you know, they even said that, you know. So
you get
I think I've made a good choice. I just want to get to that lucrative amount of money. And I think I will. I know I will.
Yeah.
You're going to get there. I predict you're going to get there this year, buddy.
So,
yeah, I've been so far in the first 5 months here, but you know, so it was a good choice for me. It was hard. The only thing I'll be truthful. The only thing it's hard is in the slower months. Now I'm in an area that doesn't have harsh winters,
right?
You know, but still, a lot of people are not painting in January.
It slows down. Yeah.
Although I did good in December, I did a big. Funeral home, you know, it was a good project.
Wow.
Consider for me, you know, so, but I think I've made a good choice. Holly was excellent from the get-go, and she and I, you know, we have a good relationship, good friends. So she's been a big help, and they got her in the right position to the company to get people in Protect. She does a great job of presenting. And then the guys back in Ann Arbor, they're a good help. They're always there.
So for
they miss my call, they jump on and call me back. So.
Okay. Well, so for other veterans who are going to hear this broadcast at some point, you think it's a great choice of business model for people coming out of active duty in particular, right? Am I right?
Anybody who can manage people, absolutely. Anybody who can manage people who want to be able to do things around the home for themselves when they're not out managing the job or being able to. You know, it's just, I think it's a good choice. I really do. The model, as Holly said, is just an excellent model, yep. And I would do it again if I had to.
That's the strongest.
I'd like that $6,000 discount. I wish I could have got that.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Buddy, thank you.
I live with the $2,500.
Thank you so much again. And, you know, maybe we'll have you back, you know, a year down the road and check back in and see how you're doing. So that'd be a great story. So have a good vacation. And
all right. Thank you. I'm going to just have to say, you know, I'm proud of this country, proud of being a veteran. And maybe it was the red, white, and blue on Protect Painter that drew me in. Because it's all about me. My car is white, and the logo is red, blue. So, you know, it just all fit right together. So it was perfect. So, anyway,
that's
I appreciate
good.
You guys talking to me. I enjoyed it. Nice to meet you guys. And, so, yeah, I'll be glad to come back in a year.
Good.
Thanks,
good.
Buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Or you bet. Thanks, buddy. All right, so we go from Buddy to Holly here. We go again, Buddy Holly. that was a great, you know, great story by one of your owners who's a veteran. And, you know, Holly, you know, can you expand a little bit more on the training and you know, for new franchisees and what they cover and you know, how long they're up there?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to do that. And I also just want to say about Buddy, you know, he really does exemplify why we love veterans in our business. Buddy is the kind of person who he came into this business with a completely open mind. He went to training. He was like a sponge. He did everything by the book. And a year later, he's still completely following the system. But he also is smart, and he's motivated, as you heard, to have a big business. And he's always looking for opportunities to grow his business, like he talked about getting into the Virginia Tech system and being able to get some of that business. So he's just exactly the kind of person we're looking for, and we do find that, you know, ex-military folks very often have the discipline, the desire, they have a strong work ethic, and they're used to following a system.
Right.
They're used to following orders. Well, in franchising, you know, it's not orders, but the whole idea of franchising really is about we have this tried and true business model, and we have a step-by-step recipe, and we ask people to follow it, and we do know that the better you follow the system, the more likely you are to be successful. And it certainly does start with a really good training program. We have a total of 6 weeks of training. The first 4 weeks, which Buddy didn't mention, is actually what we call home study. So you're at home, but you're working on the phone and over the computer, doing webinars with our training people and our operations staff. So there's 4 weeks where you're getting ready, you're learning a lot of things, and then you come into Ann Arbor for 2 more weeks of training, and that's when you really are doing a lot of the activity that you're going to do as an owner. So you're going out and doing estimates, and you're presenting estimates, role-playing it.
Okay.
We have a 7-step selling system that we've developed, so you don't need to have a sales background, because we teach you how to sell a painting service. We've got it broken down into 7 steps, and again, all you have to do is follow the steps. So everybody goes through that process, and we teach you how to do the marketing, and we do a lot of the marketing for our owners, and then we teach you some pieces that we want you to help us with. So we go through every part of the business for those 2 weeks of training, how to find crews, how to interview them, how to manage the crews. How do you manage a production site?
Mm-hmm.
How to grow your business? What are the key metrics of the business? So we have a very extensive 6-week training program. And then, of course, as Buddy mentioned, then there's a real life. And there's nothing like, you know, real life where you get out there and you're doing it every day. You're going to bump into things that either weren't covered in training or were covered, but maybe you forgot about it. And the corporate office with Service Brands is a phone call away. And we hear regularly from our owners, or we're calling them. We have monthly what we call town hall conference calls with all of our owners, where we get on the phone and talk about best practices and share information about what different owners are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the franchise system, the other franchise owners in the system, do a lot of sharing of information. Buddy's a great example of that. He's only been in business for a year, but whenever I ask him, gee, would you call so-and-so? He's having a problem with a particular thing, and I know you've run into that, and you're good at overcoming that. Buddy's right there, ready to make that phone call. He loves helping other people and giving other owners a hand up. And that's a real valuable part of a franchise system, I think, is that there are other people all around the country doing exactly what you're doing. You get to know them. We have a national convention every year. Everybody gets together. So that during the year, then, you're picking up the phone and calling, you know, other guys and asking them, how's your marketing working? And, what kind of commercial projects are you working on? All of that works together. We don't pretend at Service Brands and Protect Painters that we have all the answers. We try to facilitate communication with all of our owners so that they are sharing best practices and supporting one another. And Buddy's just a great example of that.
That's terrific. And so the best practices, and Buddy mentioned, it does slow down in the winter, there's got to be, of course, he's in Virginia, and you're in Michigan. So winter's got to be a lot tougher. I know they are a lot tougher in Michigan than Virginia. So I imagine there's people that, well, what do you do in the winter? I go to inside commercial jobs or something like that, right? Swing your business around so that you don't take such a big dip. And you can share that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even in our training program, that's part of the session on managing your business.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's funny, even people who are in warm weather climates, there is still some seasonality to this business in that, like in Tucson, Arizona, at 110 degree days, you're probably not going to be outside painting. So it's funny, in Tucson,
it probably dries before you can
paint over the summer. Whereas in Minneapolis, interior painting happens over the winter.
Yeah.
But The business model mixes the interior and exterior and residential and light commercial. So truly, if an owner wants to work 12 months out of the year, there is plenty of work to be had. Over the winter, our owners in Minneapolis and Chicago are every bit as busy in January and February as they are in June and July, because we teach them how to go after that interior business, and there's a ton of it. And then there's a lot of apartment complex business. So if you can get into residential management companies and get in with some realtor groups, you know, very often a real estate management company will own 40 rental properties, or they'll own 10 apartment complexes. And every time somebody moves in and moves out, the place needs to be painted on the inside again. So that's nice repeat business that our owners go after, and it helps to even out the seasonality of the business from winter to summer.
Those are great points that I hadn't even thought about. That's good. That's good. Before, you know, we're winding down here, but before I'd like to have you talk about the technology piece. You know, where the estimates are available almost instantaneously, right? And also touch on the investment that somebody coming out, you know, coming into ProTec Painters are gonna make.
Yeah, when we created the business model, we knew we wanted to have we wanted to be able to present a different type of painting model, and we wanted to attract people who wanted a safe, reliable, professional business painting company.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we did was we developed technology, software systems, so our owners, when they go to do an estimate, they're not writing on a piece of paper with a pencil. They have a software system that does the estimate for them. They're using a tablet computer, and they're putting information into the software system, and it automatically calculates the estimate for them. And then they go back to their vehicle. Their vehicle is a Wi-Fi hotspot, and they have a printer installed in their vehicle. And they're able to download that estimate into the printer wirelessly, and then print out a detailed proposal, which they can present to the homeowner immediately. And we know homeowners love that. They love getting the information right away.
Yep.
They're startled, to get a proposal immediately. And they definitely like the detail that we present, so they know exactly what they're paying for and how we arrive at the price. So our owners use smartphones out in the field. They use tablet computers. They have a printer and a laptop computer in their vehicle in a small pop-up workstation. So that's what allows them to be very mobile and very efficient during the day.
Fantastic. Well, that's a great advantage. So
yeah, it's definitely a competitive advantage. It makes us look different. It makes us look more professional than 99% of the competition out there.
Mm-hmm.
Another nice thing about ProTec Painters is it's a very reasonable entry point financially.
Yeah.
It costs $50,000 to buy the franchise, and then that first year, as Buddy mentioned, you're going to have some additional expenses. You have to buy your vehicle, which we wrap with a really nice logo. You're going to have some marketing expenses. So you're probably going to need another $40,000 in working capital that first year for additional expenses. But all in, working capital and the franchise fees, it's about $90,000. So it's under $100,000 investment, and it's a quick ramp up business. Our owners are doing very well and reaching break even quickly, which helps with that investment that you have to make up front.
And let's be sure to mention for veterans, you've just increased the discount, right? So people coming in.
We did. As Buddy mentioned, it was one thing when he joined a year ago. We just recently raised the discount for veterans to $6,000. So Normally, the franchise fees would be about $49,000. With the veterans discount, you would be paying, you know, $43,000. So we definitely want to attract ex-military. We know from all three of our brands, we have lots of ex-military, lots of veterans in our franchise systems, and we know that everybody does very well, and so we definitely want to attract those people who really have a desire to own their own business, to build an asset for themselves, to be their own boss and chart their own course. We'd absolutely love talking with them.
That's good, because I mean, obviously that's our audience here, and that we're trying to build and spread the word. So, yeah. Boy, you've done a great job. I really really appreciate it. How can people reach you if they want to reach directly?
Yeah. First of all, let me say thank you, Bill and Kevin. I really really appreciate the opportunity to talk with your audience and tell them about something that I'm very passionate about. I would be honored to talk with anybody individually, either on the phone or we can email. Protect Painters has a website, mm-hmm. protectpainters.com, and we also have a website specifically for people who are thinking about buying a franchise, and that is called protectpaintersfranchise.com. So you could go online and find us there. I have a direct phone number. It's 734-822-6517. And I would be, as I said, delighted and honored to speak with anyone. You know, Protect Painters may or may not be the right fit for you, mm-hmm. but I've been in franchising for a number of years. And I'm always happy to talk with someone who has a desire to own their own business and help guide you. Even if it turns out to not be a Protect Painters that you buy, there might be something else that's a better fit. But I'm certainly happy to be a resource for anybody who's listening.
Thank you very much. And we'll put those websites as links on the Business Radio X landing page for this show so that people can go right to them. So that'll help out. So great. Well, thank you. So thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And you know, we like to close by quoting the National Veteran-Owned Business Association, who defines a veterpreneur as a military veteran who organizes and manages a business. Our mission at From Boots to Biz Radio is to help create more veteran business owners by providing information and education about the many choices in franchising. We are very strong advocates for veteran business ownership. So check the Business Radio X website and drill down and find the From Boots to Biz Radio, and you'll find all of our recorded shows there. That's From Boots to the numeral 2, biz, B-I-Z, dot businessradiox.com. So this is Bill Williams and Kevin Finn from one beautiful Sandy Springs, downtown Sandy Springs. and we'll see you next week. In the meantime, carry on.